Time for a few good minutes now with Jaguars safety Jonathan Cyprian. Before we get into the topics, you grew up in Miami. I mean, does this seem like a hometown game for you?
Yes, it does. You know, I'm really excited about this one. Growing up watching Miami Dolphins my whole life, now you get to play versus them.
You're going to buy a bunch of tickets? You got people coming up?
Yeah, I got a lot of people coming up.
They know who they're rooting for this week, though, right?
Oh, they better be rooting for me and the Jaguars.
Better, our first topic here. The defense has played better the last couple of weeks. Played really well last week against the Cleveland Browns. Why? What's happening now that wasn't early?
We're just growing. We're making more plays. And we're doing our jobs to another level now.
When you say that, are you talking about putting more time in, or is it just a comfort level that you all have reached together? I mean, why are you able to do your jobs better right now in week 6 and 7 than maybe 2 and 3? What's making the change?
I think overall, both things that you can say we've gotten better at. I believe earlier in the season we were kind of trying to do too much, you know. Kind of go outside of yourself to make different plays, and because everyone knows they're capable of doing them, so they try too hard. But as time went on and we kind of gelled together, we kind of noticed that we didn't have to do that. We just had to do what we had to do at a high level. And
so that's a trust issue, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Trust that Josh or Dwayne or whoever's in front of you is going to do what they have to do.
Yep.
All right. Bigger is up next. They're a lot bigger up front. What exactly have you seen over the first couple of weeks of the season, having Red Bryant and Ziggy Hood there to rotate with Tyson and Roy and Sendarek? How impactful is it for you?
Very. They're very aggressive up front, and they make a great push up front, both in run defense and pass defense.
When you've got big guys like that, I mean, I don't want to say it's easy. It's never easy to stop the run, but it certainly has to make your job easier because it's tough to get around them.
Yes, definitely. And they're able to hold out those offensive linemen to stay on them and not come up to the linebackers or don't come up to the safeties. And if they do let go of one of those defensive linemen and try to block Puz or myself, they'll make the play.
Rolling along, Boulder is up next. Opening day in Philly, bang, 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 all of a sudden, up 17-0. Sacks, turnovers, forced fumbles, all of that. And then a drought, and we didn't really see it again. In fact, we didn't see it again until this last week against the Cleveland Browns. What was the resurgence all about? How did you get back to that point?
You know, we just came back in-house, starting with Coach Gus. He settled everyone down and told us what we had to do to get back on track. He believed in us, and we eventually did it.
What does it feel like when you see the quarterback and his arms going forward without the ball and it rolling around on the ground, or the rookie linebacker with the ball in his hands? I mean, it's a shot of adrenaline, right? I mean, as you look at that, what does it feel like?
Oh, it feels like, you know, it feels like it's all about the ball and you got to go get it. There's been instances that ball's on the floor, you're not sure if you pick it up or not. So we definitely want to go get that ball and create as many more turnovers as we can.
Well, and you could feel the energy in the stadium, right? I mean, every time there was one of those game-changing plays, mm-hmm. the stadium erupted. That's got to flow through your veins, doesn't it?
Oh, it was amazing last game. And I wanted to let everybody know about it. And Jag Nation, they were great.
All right, up next, Brighter. You're an honor student. Take pride in that?
You have to be smart to play this game, and I definitely try to use that ability to get the job done.
You think some people would be surprised to know that you have to be smart to play this game? Not everybody is, but guys who play at the highest level, it is all about your study habits. How do you study during the week?
You know what? I do a lot of studying on the team, just looking how they move, what type of things do they do to get into different routes, how they run the ball. It's a lot of little things and a lot of big things.
Boss is our final topic. Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley expressed great confidence in you from the earliest stages of your career. From the moment you got here last year, it was clear that they thought you were capable of running this. Paul Posluszny's gone for the year. Are you the boss on the defense now? By not bossing people around, but he was the guy that got everybody set. Are you ready to take that role?
Well, you know, I'm going to definitely try my best to do what I can to bring to the team. I've done that before Puzz was there. And now that he's going to be gone for the rest of the season, I definitely will have to step up and try to do even more. And I'm definitely ready for the task. I know that the defense is behind me, and I'm behind them.
What did you feel when you heard the news that Puzz was gone for the year? Because you were his shadow last year. Warming up, you were doing what he was doing. I'm sure a lot of your study habits were shaped by him. What are your thoughts, your emotions about Paul Posluszny having to watch?
You know, it's a tragedy, honestly, for Puz. You know, we would love to have him out there, and personally, because I know how much he loves the game. But then again, we understand that we have to get it done. You know, we have so many people pulling for us, and whether if Paul is in or not, he would want the best for us. So I definitely want to make him proud and continue what we got going on so far.
All right, to wrap it up, the Dolphins are 3-3. They're talking about building momentum, putting together a playoff push. You know, they're all about it. You guys just have one game under your belt with a victory. What are you talking about amongst yourselves in the locker room?
We're talking about the next game. We're talking about preparing ourselves right now to bring our best efforts towards the Miami Dolphins. We're definitely talking about getting better and playing at an even higher level than we did last week.
Simple enough. John Ciprian, thanks for spending a few good minutes with us.
All right, no doubt.
We'll see you next week.